This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise and thanks belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon His servant and final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As to what follows, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah ta'ala, what I wanted to share with you in a few minutes is a very important command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is found in Surah Luqman. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in Surah Luqman, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a direct and a specific command in this part of the ayah. And this is, of course, found in the advice that Luqman radiallahu anhu gives to his son. But in this particular part, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ, it's made up of two parts. The first part, Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, show gratitude to me. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Show me gratitude. And the next part of this command is waliwalidayk, and show gratitude to your parents as well. The question is, how do we achieve this in our life? How do we fulfill this command of Allah every day in our life? Because the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be fulfilled every single day and every moment of our life. You cannot say that I fulfilled this yesterday and today we need to have a break. There's no such thing. The commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are supposed to be fulfilled every single day. So how does a person achieve that he has shown gratitude to Allah and to his parents? Now, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. We said it's two parts. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the first command, and that is to show Him thanks, to be grateful to Allah first. Next, He said, wali walidayk, and show gratitude and be grateful to your parents. And that's obvious because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rights come before anyone else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rights are number one. So Allah azza wa jal commanded us to thank Him first, and then our parents second. So how do we do this? Let me share with you a brief statement of one of the Salaf, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, and this is Sufyan ibn Uyayna, rahimahullah. He has a beautiful statement, such a beautiful, profound statement as to how a person can be grateful to Allah and to his parents. Listen to what he said. He said, من صلى الصلوات الخمس فقد شكر الله ومن دعا لوالديه في أدبار الصلوات فقد شكر لوالديه. Amazing, mashallah. Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah, he said that the one who prays his prayers, then indeed he has been grateful to Allah. And the one who makes dua for his parents after his prayers, by saying, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْهِ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. I'll explain that in a minute. Whoever says this dua and makes dua for his parents after every salat, then he has also been grateful to his parents. Allahu Akbar. And this is how we achieve the command of being grateful to Allah and to our parents. Let me now explain to you the first part. أَنِشْكُرْ لِي. Showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gratitude, and that as-salat is the highest form of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to understand this, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Wallahi, I'll repeat it a million times and I'll never get bored from it. And this is something we need to change our mindset concerning as-salat. When we pray, ultimately our salat is a form of gratitude to Allah azza wa jal. When you pray, you need to recognize this meaning and you need to encompass this meaning in your heart, in your soul, and in your mind. Every time you pray and you say, Allahu Akbar, think and intend, oh Allah, I am thanking you. I am thanking you through this salat. I am thanking you for the health you've given me, for the wealth you've given me, for the children you've given me, for the wife you've given me, for the house you've given me, for furniture in the house you've given me, for making my life easy, for the cold water that you've provided for me, for the food that you provide for me, for the clothing that I have on me. All of this, you need to thank Allah for this. How do you thank Allah Azza wa Jal for this? Every time you stand in salat, refresh this understanding and this intention that you're praying to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gratitude, to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the many countless blessings that He has given you and I. Allahu Akbar. You have to thank all this. As-salat is the greatest form of thanking Allah Azza wa Jal's blessings on you. And what is the proof for this? You know, reflect with me over the hadith in where Aisha radiallahu anha, she described the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's prayer at night. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pray long hours of the night. So she was surprised and she said to him, why are you praying so long? And his prayer was so long that his heel would crack. His heel would crack. So he responded and he said to her, and she said to him, why are you praying so long when Allah Azza wa Jal has forgiven you for all your sins? True. Why is he praying? If Allah has forgiven him for all his sins, what's the purpose of the salat then? Because you and I assume that as-salat only wipes away our sins. True, as-salat, one of the greatest rewards is that it wipes away sins. But is that all? No, listen to this profound answer. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to her, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Shall I not be a grateful slave? In other words, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling her and telling us all that as-salat, even though Allah has forgiven me from all my errors, I am praying and my salat is my gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. It is a form of praising and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For there we have it. To show Allah Azza wa Jal gratitude is to get up and pray with the intention of, Ya Rabb, my salat is me being grateful to you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second example we have that proves as-salat is you showing gratitude to Allah and being grateful to Allah. Listen to this hadith carefully. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, hadith sahih in al-Bukhari wa Muslim, كل سلامة من الناس عليه صدقة كل يوم تطلع فيه الشمس. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, for every single person, for every day, you must give a sadaqah for every joint in your body when the sun rises. Allahu Akbar. Meaning this hadith is telling us that we are supposed to give a sadaqah for every joint in our body every single day we live and we experience the sun rising. Allahu Akbar. And the human being has 360 joints. And if we were to count the joints, every joint in our body, in our fingers, in our arm, in our shoulder, in our back, our legs, and our toes, 360 joints, our back, our spine, 360 joints. And each and every single one of them, you must give a sadaqah for. So you and I have to give a sadaqah of 360 sadaqat a day. Every day the sun rises, meaning the time in which you have to give the sadaqah is after the sun rises. Allahu Akbar. This is huge. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on in this hadith to say, تَعْدِلُ بَيْنَ اثْنَيْنِ صَدَقَةً. If you are to reconcile and fix and mend things between two people that are quarreling or arguing with each other, or have isolated and abandoned each other, if you reconcile between them, that's a sadaqah. تعين الرجل على دابته فتحمله عليها وترفع له عليها متاعه صدقة. That if you were to help a person to ride his camel or to get on top of his ride, or you carry his possession, his luggage, and you take it up, you know, because in the past, for an example, a man, he couldn't get on his camel, or he has luggage, he doesn't know how to get up with his luggage. So if you help him go up and then you put his luggage with him, for example, today, if you find someone, an elderly in the shopping centers, and he finds it difficult to get into his car, you help him in the car. and he put his shopping bags in the boot of the car, that is a sadaqah. So if you do that once, then that's a sadaqah. You still have 359 sadaqat to give. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَالْكَلِمَةُ الطَّيِّبَةُ صَدَقَةُ. And a good word you say is a sadaqah. وَكُلُّ خُطْوَةٍ تَمْشِيهَا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ صَدَقَةُ. And every footstep you take towards the masjid is a sadaqah. وَتُمِيطُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ صَدَقَةُ. And if you are to remove the harm from the road, that's also a sadaqah. Subhanallah is a sadaqah. Saying Subhanallah is a sadaqah. So the quickest way to give 360 sadaqat a day is to sit down and say Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah 360 times. Now the point is this. At the end of this hadith in Sunan Abi Dawood, and the narration is authentic, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَيُجْزِئُ أَحَدُكُمْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ رَكْعَتَا الضُّحَى. And a person could give this 360 sadaqah in two rak'at he prays at duha time. Allahu Akbar. Now the question is this. Why are we supposed to give 360 sadaqat a day for every joint in our body? Al-ulama rahimahum Allah said, because Allah Azza wa Jal allowed them to function, so you have to show gratitude to Allah. You have to thank Allah for the health and the body He's given you. And you have to thank Allah that He gave you ability, you're able to move these joints and these limbs of yours. So you must give a sadaqah to thank Allah for this. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, praying two rak'at, as-salat, remember, praying two rak'at at duha time, which is 15 minutes after the sun rises, and you have all that time until 10 minutes before Adhan of Dhuhr. That is Duha time. If you pray two rak'at during this time, what's it going to take from you? 5 minutes? Then you have given the 360 sadaqat that you must be giving every single day. In other words, as-salat is a form of gratitude to Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, Anishkur li, be grateful to me. How do we do that? Pray. Ya akhwani, pray. Pray. And that is your gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. Feel the sweetness and the pleasure when you pray. And understand this is you saying thank you Allah for the countless blessings He has given you. Allahu Akbar. Well, ulama rahimahum Allah, they discuss why are the two rak'at that you pray at duha time, why are they equal to the 360 sadaqat you give? Al-ulama rahimahum Allah, they said, because all the joints of the body are being used when one prays. All of them are being moved as you pray. As opposed to, if you were to say, Subhanallah, that would be counted as one sadaqah. Why? Because not all your limbs moved, not all your joints moved. But when you pray, notice, from when you say, Allahu Akbar, your hands have moved, the joints in the hands move. Then when you go into ruku' and in sujood and you come back up, and then even when you're in sujood and how your toes have to be pegged into the ground, so there's a movement in the joints of your toes. All of this is because all your joints are moving. Therefore, two rak'at at duha time would satisfy, and that would be equal to giving 360 sadaqat that are supposed to be given on that day. And also, because the duha time is a time of heedlessness. As I said to you, duha time is 15 minutes after sunrise. And it ends 10 minutes before dhuhr time. And you see this time during the day, this is the most time in which people are heedless. Most people are at work at that time. They're busy, you know, they're busy working, providing for their family. And if people are wealthy and well off and they're not working, then it's usually entertainment time or sleep time. So this is a time in which people are heedless. Barely anyone is remembering Allah at that time or praying at that time. And the rule, there's a general rule in Islam, and that is that the good deeds that a person does during times of heedlessness are given great reward. So when a person forgets this worldly life and stands for 5 minutes, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of duha, the most heedless time for the people, then Allah azza wa jal gives him great reward that these two rak'at satisfy. They satisfy and they are equal to the 360 sadaqat we're supposed to give every day. Allahu Akbar. Masha Allah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, and as we said, anishkur li, we need to show Allah azza wa jal gratitude. That's Allah's command. And we said we achieve this through our salat. For every time you pray, refresh this intention and know very well and certain that your salat is you saying, thank you Allah, is you saying, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabb, for the blessings that you have given me. And in your salat, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the ability that you continue to show gratitude to these blessings He's given you. Because to be honest, we need Allah Azza wa Jal's help and support that we continue showing Him gratitude. You and I cannot show Allah gratitude if He subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't allow us and help us in doing so. So ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your prayers, to accept your gratitude towards Him, and to continue to give you the ability and the strength and the power that you continue to be grateful to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the first part of the ayah. And I finalize this talk with the second part of the ayah. And that is that Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ, and show gratitude to your parents. It is very important that a person show gratitude to his parents as well. And how do we do this? As al-ulama rahimahumullah said, Sufyan ibn Uyayna from among the salaf, he said, whoever prays, you've shown gratitude to Allah, and whoever makes dua for his parents after as-salat, he has shown gratitude to his parents. And the best dua to make for your parents is to say, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْ, oh Allah, forgive me and my parents. You see, you begin with yourself. And that's something known. That's a principle that you always make dua for yourself before anyone else, even if it's your parents. That's not selfishness. You make dua for yourself first, then your parents and the Muslims. This is what prophets did. Like for example, Musa alayhi salam, he would say, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِأَخِي وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. You make dua, he said, oh Allah, forgive me and my brother and admit us into your mercy. Even Nuh alayhi salam, he would say, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْ وَلِمَنْ دَخَلَ بَيْتِيَ مُؤْمِنًا وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Musliman. So in other words, Nuh alayhi salam, he made a dua, oh Allah, forgive me and my parents and the believers. So you make dua for yourself. So now the best dua to make for your parents after your salat, and this is going to be how you show gratitude to your parents, is to say, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي, oh my Lord, forgive me, وَلِي وَالِدَي, and forgive my parents. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And this is a Quranic dua, this last part. And oh Allah, shower them with mercy. Bestow your mercy upon my parents, upon my father, and upon my mother. In the same manner, or just as they showed me mercy when I was a young child, as they raised me when I was a young child. Very important that you make this dua, and you continue to repeat this dua for your parents after every salat. And if you have children, go and teach them this dua from a young age, so that when you grow older and you die, and they're still alive by Allah's permission, they can make this dua for you. And one, trust me, one dua from a child goes a long way. Goes a long way in helping these parents that are buried in the earth. Allahu Akbar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that when a person dies, all his good deeds come to an end, except one of three. And he mentioned, وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُو لَهُ, a righteous child that makes dua for his parents. You know what that means? It means when a person dies, all your good deeds have stopped. They have come to an end. No more good deeds. Except for three kind of things. He mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one of them, that if you had a child, you died, and you left the child in this life, every time this child makes dua for you, then that is good hasanat that continues for you and you receive it in your grave. And notice that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, a righteous child that makes dua for his parents. What does that mean? That means that if a child was to give $1 million sadaqah on behalf of his deceased parents, it's not as good as him making one dua for them. Because in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, a righteous child that makes dua for his parents. He didn't say that gives a sadaqah on behalf of his parents, even though that's a grand reward and it's a great reward. And bi-ithnillah, the parents get the reward of your sadaqah as well. There's no issue. But the best thing to do is to make dua for them. So to fulfill Allah's command that we are supposed to be grateful to our parents is for us to make dua for them, whether they are still alive. And it becomes more evident after, or more stressed upon after their death. Our parents need our dua. Those that have died long time ago, and your righteous children of your parents that still are alive now and watching and listening, don't forget your parents in your dua. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive them and to bestow His mercy upon them. Remember the good moments that you had with them. Remember the days that your mother would do whatever she can do for you. Remember your father and the hard work that he would do to provide for you. Remember all this. And so when you remember this, and you remember the days your mother used to prepare food and put it on the table and call you all to come in, and she would even fill the plates up and tell you, eat my son, eat my daughter. Now, as you've grown old and they have died long time ago, what you do is you look at this food and you remember how your mother used to feed you. So in that moment, you might have some khushu'ah. You might feel overwhelmed and saddened. But what you do then is go out and feed a poor person. Go out and feed someone in hope, on behalf of your deceased mother, on behalf of your deceased father. Perhaps Allah Azza wa Jal rewards you and rewards them when they're in that grave and they need these hasanat, these good deeds. But dua, as I said, it goes a long way in expanding and widening the grave of the parents, in illuminating the grave of the parents. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in the hadith that the parents are raised ranks in the paradise. And they say, oh Allah, where are we getting this from? Hadith sahih, sahih Muslim. They say, oh Allah, why are we being ascended? Why are we rising in the paradise? For what have we done? Where are we getting this bonus upgrade from? For the answer comes to them, bistighfari waladika lak. Because you have a righteous child that you left behind in this worldly life, and he's making dua for you. He's asking Allah to forgive you. And as a result, parents are going up. They are benefiting. They are benefiting from the dua of their children. Subhanallah. For my brothers and sisters in Islam, in brief, to finalize with one statement and one sentence, and that is, Allah Azza wa Jal said, "Anishkur li wa liwalidayk." Be grateful to me and to your parents. To be grateful to Allah is that you pray and you fulfill Allah Azza wa Jal's command. And to be grateful to your parents, as Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah said, is to make dua for them. Make dua for them after your salat. Say, Rabbi ighfir li wa liwaliday, Rabbi arhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our parents. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability that we continue to show Him gratitude. And we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make us min ibadihi as-salihin, ash-shakirin, innahu waliyu thalika wal-qadiru alayhi. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakum Allahu khayra. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.